You got to find a way to add value. When you come into a scenario, right, a motivated seller calls you, a seller calls you, a buyer calls you, right? All right. Another question came in. Here we go. So this person is, this person has a concern, has a deal going on, and had a bunch of wholesalers basically talking to the seller, okay? So people started bidding, and they got into a bid war, and they're bidding higher and higher. And this person's question is, what do you do in a situation where you have a bunch of real estate wholesalers and a bunch of real estate investors basically outbidding each other? Do you just walk away, or do you continue to bid? Well, it's a cool question, because I see, as much as I thought this was like this would be a common sense, it's not. I found out a long time ago that it's not common sense. You know, I have people in my team making this mistake, you know, getting into bidding wars, you know, with other investors, you know. And I want to talk about this. This is an attraction issue here, okay? Basically, you want to attract your business with, you want to attract your business from a standpoint of attraction, having lots of options, okay? Being the only player at the table. Because if you don't feel like you're a player at the table, then you're probably sucker at the table, okay? And that's how I like to do my business. That's what I recommend for other people, all right? That's an awesome sound of a plane, right? All right, so that's what I recommend to my people. Like, you don't want to be in a position where you become one of many options, because what that does, it kills attraction, okay? It kills attraction and it kills your ability to get the best deals, okay? If you have to compete with other people, okay? So the idea of a real estate wholesaler is you find motivated sellers. If you find a motivated seller that's already talking to another wholesaler, basically it's going to be hard for you to bring any value to the table. That's really a key thing here. Because if you remember, the first pillar inside of smart real estate wholesaling is value, okay? The person that brings the most value to the table make the most money in any business, including real estate wholesaling business, okay? The first pillar is value. Second pillar is automation. Third pillar is traffic, right? And if you want to learn all of that, which you need to learn, if you are building a real estate wholesaling business in this game, then you definitely must get the book, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. It's at smartrealestatewholesaling.com, okay? So value, you got to bring value to the table. You got to find a way to add value. When you come into a scenario, right, a motivated seller calls you, a seller calls you, a buyer calls you, right, another realtor calls you, another broker calls you, a mortgage officer calls you to the table, that you have no business being there if there's no way for you to add value into the situation. So if you come to the situation with a bunch of people outbidding each other, a bunch of wholesalers trying to get to the ceiling of the offer, they're negotiating with this person, there's typically zero ways for you to add value to the scenario, right? Because everybody already brought that value that you would have brought to the table. Because remember, as a real estate wholesaler, the value you bring to the table is to help somebody get rid of a property that has become a liability. Well, if they feel the need to get a bunch of people to be talking to a bunch of people and be outbidding each other, there's no more value. That value has disappeared. The only value you could bring to the table is to be a buyer, a retail buyer, a retail mainstream buyer. And I have a feeling that's not why you came into the game of real estate wholesaling. I have a feeling that you came into the game of real estate wholesaling so you can put a house under contract at a significant, at least 35% below its value, so you can turn around and assign that contract to an investor that's willing to add value to that property, maybe a little bit of work, maybe a big deal of work. Bottom line is that it's an investor that's going to get the house on the other end, right? And then you make money in between for facilitating the finding of that motivated seller and the distressed property. That's what you make money from. You don't make money from going to this marketplace and just giving out offers anyhow, right? But I've seen people get lost in the middle of a situation like that or get really carried away, and hopefully that's not you. So the question is, do I walk away? Walking away is a part of your DNA if you are a real estate investor, if you're a real estate professional, if you're a real estate business owner of any type. Really, walking away should be a part of your job as a student of attraction marketing, okay? Because sometimes that's what you have to do, because the biggest negotiators in the room are willing to walk away a minute. And that's a big deal in everything we're saying. They're always willing to walk away. Being able to walk away a minute is the biggest negotiation position you can possibly be in. How you doing, sir? All right, yeah. Go ahead, yeah. All right, you have to be willing to walk away a minute sometimes. If you can't do that, then you're gonna be the sucker of the marketplace. It's very, very important for you to be able to walk away sometimes. And one of those scenarios where you wanna walk away is when you have multiple people bidding on the same deal, okay? Let the sucker outbid themselves and let them bring the deal to the table. To your table, you have to be the person in the marketplace where they bring a deal to the table and the numbers are already bad and you say, well, I can't do nothing with this number. Well, you know what? Let me see if there's anybody on my list that's willing to pay retail. No obligations, okay? Because you have a list. Part of the things that you learn inside of smart real estate wholesaling is how to build your own buyers list, right? You have your own list. So you just say, hey, if I have space, because sometimes you got to have space on your list too, because you have emails on a daily basis scheduled to go out to your list that you already know will add value to your life, right? So if this already looks like a bad deal, you're probably not going to have space on your list to send deals that are obviously bad. So what kind of deals do people get from where they have to outbid each other? It's usually a bad deal, okay? Now, there's some exception, okay? If you are in an auction marketplace, like an online, like Ubzoo or something like that, all those other foreclosure auction websites, right? If you're in those spaces, the value in those spaces is being able to identify a good deal in the midst of really extremely bad houses, right? If you're able to identify value in a bunch of houses that have been sold in Detroit for $2,000-$3,000. If you have that much experience, then you can bring some value to the table over there. But the key thing here is that being able to identify where you can bring value to the table. If there's no way you can bring value to the table that can turn to profit in forms of equity, don't do the deal. Don't do the deal. And yes, if you have a bunch of real estate wholesalers outbidding each other, you need to walk away. That's the answer to that question. You need to walk away. You should not have time for that, okay? You should have a lot of options in your pipeline where you don't have time for outbidding each other with a bunch of other real estate wholesalers. Real estate wholesalers world, when it comes to lead generation, should be separate lives apart, okay? And yes, sometimes it will come like that. The owner is supposed to feel like they are losing out and they have to make a quick decision, right? But yet, it's going to be hard for you to do that. You know why it's going to be hard for you to do that? Because the owner now has options. The owner has all the options that you're supposed to have. You're supposed to have the options. But now the owner has all the options, right? So you find yourself in a situation that you're the sucker. You're the sucker of the whole game. Not that we're trying to make anybody a sucker, but you're supposed to be the player, okay? You come to the table, you bring a solution to somebody's hurt and pain, and you help them solve that problem. That's how you make money, right? That's how you make money, by solving people's problem. But if they feel like you're that they're not the problem right now, then there's no way for you to make money. There's no way for you to create that profit out of thin air. Okay, does that make sense? I hope I'm making sense to you right now. Okay, so let me round this up really quickly. No, you should not be at the table outbidding each other with a bunch of real estate wholesalers. It's a no, you don't have time for that. There's no way for you to add value. Yes, you should absolutely walk away. How are you able to walk away from scenarios like that? Being able to have options, being able to build your own list of buyers, being able to attract your own your own personal leads using digital modern age platforms. And those are stuff that I cover heavily in details inside of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. And you can go grab that at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.